Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. That's Fleetwood Mac bringing this back. One of the great songs, Rhiannon. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out. Use it to your advantage. Jack Aldrich is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, a great futurist, recognized around the world as such, chief of unlearning, author of a couple of dozen books, Jump the Curve, The Next Big Thing is Really Small, that's about nanotechnology. I still love that book. 2020 Foresight, Jack, is that the new one?
That is the latest book, yes.
2020 Foresight, a futurist, explores the trends transforming tomorrow. Check those out. The website, Jack?
My name, so it's jackaldrich.com.
All right, so CH on the end there. Jack, let's talk about Amazon. And, of course, we know they're in the process. Let's make sure we recognize, folks, the deal isn't done yet. A lot of things could go bump in the night, but there's no question that what their motives are. Jack, Amazon wants to acquire a company like Whole Foods to get their foot on Main Street, don't they?
They do, and I mean, it was fascinating. A minute after the announcement was made just 1 week ago, Amazon's value shot up by more than what they paid for Whole Foods. But then the Krogers, the Safeways, the Targets of the world, their stocks were hammered because both the public and stock-picking experts recognized that that was a game-changer, that Amazon is now really getting into the retail space. They acquired 460 physical stores, but they're going to start being able to apply data to Whole Foods. The Whole Foods prices are going to come down, but they're going to figure out how to use those Whole Foods stores to help customers pick up items that they buy on Amazon.com a lot quicker, or they're going to use them as distribution centers for the trucks that you are soon going to see, Amazon trucks, delivering packages to your doors, competing with FedEx and UPS.
Here's something, Jack, that I think needs to be pointed out that will help people understand how Amazon has been able to pull this off. Folks, if Kroger had wanted to become a bookseller or had wanted to expand into everything that people buy like Amazon did, the market wouldn't have allowed him to do that. If Kroger had wanted to acquire Office Depot, the market wouldn't have allowed him to do that because they're a grocery store. They're supposed to sell groceries, and they wouldn't allow them to go almost 20 years without making a profit. Amazon went almost 20 years, Jack, without making a profit.
Yeah, that's right.
So because Amazon was seen as a tech company, they were allowed to plow all their money that they made. Instead of putting it on the bottom line, they were able to plow that into this huge behemoth of an organization capable of acquiring all kinds of stuff and developing all kinds of cool stuff, and the market let them get away with it.
That's right. And I think, so the question for your listener, small business, is how do we compete in this world? And my first answer would be, first, what Amazon is it is a data and an artificial intelligence company. They're figuring out how to use information and then manipulate that information to come to new insights. Now, can small business do that at the same scale as Amazon? No, but small business does have data on their customers, and if you don't, you have to start figuring out how to collect some more data in ways that respect their privacy and their security. But the reason you want that data is you want to begin delivering insights and products to them before they even know they sort of want these products. You have to know your customer.
Well, and it's not even so much that, Jack, as it is a lot. It could be even a follow-up. One of the things I'm telling small business owners is you've got to create your special sauce out of the high touch we know analog humans are always going to want and enough high tech to make them feel like you're in the race. You don't have to win the race, but you have to be in the race. What do you think?
Yeah, that's right. I think that's a really good way to think about it, sort of the high-tech, high-touch.
Special sauce.
And I'm absolutely convinced that that's what the consumer marketplace wants. I mean, people appreciate the convenience of Amazon, but do they feel great loyalty to it? No, it's just very convenient.
Let me pull the curtain back off of Oz a little bit, Jack, because it needs to be said. Amazon doesn't give a rat's patootie about you. Amazon doesn't care one nickel. Never, ever, ever, my friends, never get it in your head that Amazon gives a you-know-what about you. They care nothing about you because they care nothing about their partners. I'm an Amazon partner, Jack. They have screwed me more than once.
Yeah.
While they're taking my check to be an Amazon partner.
Yeah.
They're screwing you. Point. You sell books on Amazon, Jack. Any given day, people will go to Amazon to buy your book, and they won't be able to buy it directly from you. They'll put a used book vendor ahead of you to sell your books. So instead of me being able to go there and buy a brand new book from Jack, my first option is to buy it from a used vendor, even though you've given them money to build this website to feature your books.
Yeah.
Amazon is notorious for that.
Here's where the customers are going to have to start changing their behavior. And this sort of crystallized for me recently. I went to my local hardware store, great hardware store. It's been there for 100 years. And the woman in front of me, her baby stroller was broken. And she just needed a new screw. And the screw cost 26 cents. But the clerk then took 15 minutes to put that together.
Yep.
From an economic perspective, it didn't make sense.
That's the back scratching.
From a human perspective, it did, but we consumers have to reward that.
That's exactly right. Thank you. Thank you for saying that, Jack. Got to take a quick break. Right back with Jack Aldridge. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.